This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If the lopsided Super Bowl didn't fill your sports needs last night, just wait a couple days. The Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia kicks off on Friday. Athletes are pumping themselves up, but so's law enforcement, including those in Russia doing counterterrorism. Beyond that, the international crime fighters at Interpol have a $20 million deal with the International Olympic Committee to crack down on dopers, match fixers, and corrupt betting schemes. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
They're away with Jones out of the blocks quickly.
The 100-meter final at Sydney 2000. American sprinter Marion Jones explodes off the blocks. 10.75 seconds later, here she comes.
And Jones is going to win her first of what she hopes will be five goals.
But later, disqualification for doping. Sports economist Andrew Zimblist at Smith College says the Olympic brand is valuable and vulnerable to drug and match-fixing scandals.
The Winter Olympics, with television and ticket sales and sponsorships and so on, typically generate around $3 billion. To spend $20 million on Interpol and to improve their image, it's worth it.
University of Oregon sports marketing expert Paul Swangard agrees.
There has been concerns about match fixing in tennis, soccer matches around the globe, and I think Interpol is in many of those markets.
Swangard says the Olympics have mostly avoided scandal. But poorly paid athletes in underexposed sports could be targets of bribery and gambling schemes. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.